Venerable religious, my dear faithful, today we celebrate the greatest of all Marian feasts, of all the different feasts of Our Lady throughout the year. The Assumption is Queen. It's the principle. It's the greatest. It's the day we commemorate Our Lady passing from this valley of tears, body and soul, into the joys and glories of heaven. And we see how God rewarded her, that life of poverty and obscurity, all those years in Nazareth. And she's then raised to the highest degree of glory ever given to a created person, ever given to someone that wasn't our Lord. And not only in heaven, which we can't even imagine the glory of that place when they celebrate her feast there, but also the church on earth. Mary is the object of love and veneration. Look at all the churches, all the shrines, all the religious congregations established in her honor. Two summers ago, as a subdeacon, I had the privilege of going with Father Benedict to Europe. We went to Switzerland, Germany, Italy. I think that was it. And basically, in these Catholic countries, any small town that you pass through is going to have a Marian shrine. In fact, it's going to have two or three Marian shrines. And it's not just a statue of Our Lady out somewhere that's been abandoned. Every single one of these has flowers, fresh flowers, candles, rosaries, little ex votos. Her veneration is so commonplace in Europe, even after the disasters of Vatican II. It's still such a part of Catholic life there. They estimate there's over 10,000 different Marian hymns, distinct Marian hymns, hymns to Our Lady, throughout the breviary and the different songs written for her. 10,000 different Marian hymns. 40,000 churches and chapels and cathedrals dedicated to our Blessed Mother. Dozens of religious orders, hundreds of religious congregations. And of course, who knows, since the beginning of the church, how many, perhaps over a million religious dedicated their lives to God through Our Lady. So even here in this valley of tears, in this very passing quick life, she has so much glory given to her, so much love universally throughout the church, throughout the world. And that was God's reward to her for her humility, right? What a stark contrast to the glory that Our Lady receives as opposed to the glory that the world gives to its own, right? If an older parishioner were to ask a younger parishioner a question about someone who was a really big deal when that older parishioner was growing up, guaranteed that younger parishioner would have no idea who you're talking about. To give an example, Elvis Presley was, I don't know, back in this, whenever that was, the 60s or 70s, the biggest deal in America. I mean, if you didn't know who Elvis Presley was, you were living under a rock. And fast forward to 2025, and a young person might know who you're referring to. He won't know any of his songs. He won't know anything about him. If you showed him a picture, you might say, okay, I think I know who that is. But he went from being the thing, the biggest focus, to being relegated to the history books. And that's the glory of the world, right? It's so transient. Things that people thought were so cool, to use the term cool, even 30 years ago, we're kind of laughed at now as being, well, look how ridiculous those people were that thought that was the greatest thing ever. Now in our modern times, we know how foolish that is. See, God was Mary's delight. He was the sole object of her affections. We know that our blessed Lord said, where your treasure is, there also is your heart. And we see Our Lady's heart was ever with God because he was her treasure. See, because of her lack of a fallen human nature, because she was conceived without original sin, she understood life the way it was without being clouded by concupiscence. She understood God very well, much better than we do, of course. We tend to have a very selfish, a very human way of looking at our relationship with God, but not our Blessed Mother. And from that knowledge of him, of such a great knowledge of him, she came to a great knowledge of her relationship, her relationship compared to him. Him as the creator, the preserver, the maker of all things, and her as one of his creatures. And from that, she grew a great and profound humility. She realized that God was everything and that she was nothing, and that all the good that she possessed came from God. Of course, she cooperated with those graces, but they still came from God nonetheless. And of course, the more that she humbled herself, the more that she realized her own dependence on God, the more so did God exalt her, because he found his delight also in her. He found his delight in the fact that she understood him so well. We know that true glory, real true glory, is found in serving God. It says in the scripture, "Vanity of vanities, and all is vanity, save to love God and serve him alone." Our Lady was just a little girl from Nazareth, a nothing town. She wasn't from Jerusalem or Rome or Constantinople, some great big city where big great things were happening. No, she was from a very small, obscure part of the world. And yet, at the age of 14, 15, 16, whatever the church fathers reckon, she changed the entire course of human history by her humility, by saying, "Thy will be done," by her fiat. And here we are almost 2,000 years later, and we might have people from that time period that are known for what they did, but they're certainly not 40,000 shrines to Diocletian. They're certainly not 10,000 hymns written about Nero, no. Their glory was with the world, and it faded with as the world fades, and as the world changes, it changed. But Our Lady's glory was with God, and therefore it remains, both in heaven and on earth. So let us join in with the whole church, triumphant and militant, as we praise and honor our Blessed Lady today, with thank her for all the graces we've received from her, so much that she's done for us. And let us strive to imitate that profound humility that we may one day share in her eternal glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.